Hi, my name is Santito. This is Crypto Kid Podcast. I'm going to be talking to you guys about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
What's up, crypto fam? So guess what? Today I have some exciting news. My new website is out. www.cryptokidpodcast.net. Okay? Make sure you check that out. The link's going to be in the description down below. And yeah, just feel free to reach out to me on there. And thank you. Thank you so much for those of you who have been my day ones. And it's just an amazing feeling seeing my podcast grow and all that. But enough of me ranting. I want to be talking about, let's see, I'm going to be talking about like Cuba turning to Bitcoin, alright? And this is huge because this is a socialist country and we have blockades. The United States have had an embargo on Cuba since 1962, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. But what I want to say is that how people are trading Bitcoin to their family and companies, also, it's called Bitremesas. And it's a platform, it's easy. I'll excuse me for my pronunciation, but the spelling will be in the bottom if you all want to check it out in the description. And it has become increasingly popular in the country. So, and this is all reported from a media agency. Okay, and I'll also give the link to that too in the description. So, Bitcoin is moving, and I'm glad to see it getting popular, especially in a country where it would be necessarily banned, cryptocurrency, and yeah, taking money away from the banks. It's just a great, amazing. To see how everything is moving forward, but I'll talk more about it in the next segment, so stay tuned. Oh, also, before I forget, I'm going to be blogging a little bit in the segment after this one, too. I'm just going to be talking about, towards the end of the podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about me moving to Texas and the reason why I'm going there. So, I really want to share this, and I hope you all stay to the very end to hear what I have to say about my new venture and going into the unknown. It's very interesting in how I came across this great opportunity that's going to be going on in Texas. So, oh, by the way, it's going to be Houston. All right, I'm going to cut it off now. Okay, let's get to it, all right? So, despairing Cubans are going to extraordinary lengths to receive remittances from abroad to the country's banking blockade. Okay, back when I was talking about the embargo that the United States had back in 1962, this still affects us to this very day. And to Bitcoin's middleman who takes commissions up to 25% and bicycle deliveries as economical sanctions continue to bite, alright? So, what is this saying? this is saying that cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is definitely getting huge, even though that there's sanctions, even with embargoes, even with living in communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it. Okay? But Washington's embargo enforces since 1962 is becoming more harder every day for money transfers to Cuba, especially for businesses and families, most importantly families, right, that need extra, a little bit of extra to get by in life, you know what I mean? Definitely know and how it feels, what it is to go through, the struggles. Definitely know what those kind of struggles are like. But the important thing is, you know, like, that basically Bitcoin is becoming the savior, trying to get all these people and really helping, using this digital assets to really help the communities of Cubans and companies managing shipments, right? So it now it's becoming more accessible and more wide known. If you look at it, right? So not very many people were messing with Bitcoin back in 2009 when it was created. Okay? Now look at these companies making shipment orders. Okay? Look at these families sending money to their loved ones in another part of the world. Okay? Look how big it's gotten. It's pretty amazing. I mean, I'm still lost for words, basically, for it. But one of the platforms is BitTermesis, right? And it basically, it transfers the Bitcoin to Cuban currency on the platform, okay, on the exchange that they use, right? And this is literally unbanked and illustrated in all things crypto related. Middleman instead bid for right to deliver assets in person or remissities, like delivery, like goods. Okay, that's a good question. You know, I just thought of this, like, does Cuba have Bitcoin? Or not does Cuba have Bitcoin, but does Cuba have, like, FedEx and delivery services? Like, how does that work? So, if I wanted to get, like, Queen's Greatest Hits CD, and I was living in Cuba, I wanted to Amazon it. I wonder if, like, FedEx or UPS or Amazon service would deliver it to me. That's a good question. Something to look into. And if you're listening and you're from Cuba, can you please call in or send me an email or DM on the life of Cuba and their mail delivery? Because, yeah, it just puzzled me for a second now that I go in the deeper thought about it. But on the other note, enough talking about mail deliveries here. The news agency quoted in freelancing Bitumis, middleman has started that unofficial calculation of Cubans make use of Bitcoin. And particularly related purposes. You know what I mean? Like delivery for purposes or remedies or whatever. but allegedly it's like 10,000 Cubans strong community. That's a big number. Honestly, that's a really big number. I'm surprised, and that number's growing. I thought the number was going to be smaller because, like, not a lot of people still know, like, what Bitcoin is and blockchain technology. And I've done an episode on what blockchain is, but I want to do an update because I feel like there's a lot more that needs to be said. You know what I mean? There's a lot more information, but I want to try to make it as simple as I possibly can for you all to understand. You know what I mean? And yeah, just try to make it make sense. Especially if, like, you've been trading crypto for a while and you know, like, you're involved with the crypto community and you're trying to explain it to a friend. Like, do the best you can to use layman's terms and basically terms that people have already heard before. You know who would pick up on the terms a lot faster is people that trade in the stock market too. And so that's about it for this platform growing, and Cubans, a lot more Cubans are using Bitcoin to help their families out. And if you're actually a Cuban that does that and is happening to listen to this episode right now, call in and let me know. Definitely want to hear your side of the story and how you heard about Bitcoin, and definitely would like to have you on podcast episode. So whoever you are, he or she. But that's it for this segment. My next one, I'm going to be blogging a little bit, so I hope you stay tuned in. And there's going to be some special stuff that I'm going to be sharing and that's going to be going on in my life. So I know that if you're just into cryptocurrency, that's where you turn it off now. But if you actually want to know more about Crypto Kid, please listen and you'll get to know what's going on inside my head a little bit. But I'll be right back and I'm going to take a short ad break. All right, the best part of the podcast, in my opinion. Anyways, so yeah, big shocker, right? Moving to Texas here coming up in May. And May 2021, actually. So I'm going to be working sales, doing pest control out in Houston, Texas. And originally I'm from El Paso, Texas. I was born there. Came to Florida when I was 6. So it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to having some Whataburger. So if anybody's listening from Texas, like, tell me if Whataburger is still the place to go, or the fast food restaurant to get while you're visiting Texas. I'm going to be a seasonal worker. Like, this pretty much, I'm planning out my life, basically, I guess. Not really. Well, yeah. In a sense, yeah. Kind of having a better, putting a mental direction of where I want my life to be in about 5 to 10 years. And I decided, like, a good system and plan would be working in Florida seasonal and working in Texas seasonal. So, like, becoming a snowbird, living in Texas 4 months out of the year and living in Florida for 8 months out of the year. And while I'm living in Florida, I'm planning on boat detailing, and actually, hopefully, I want to buy a boat detailing company franchise. And when I come back from Texas, that is definitely going to be on one of the agendas to do when I get back to Florida, because I really want to focus on making my money work for me. And I think that would be a good investment, is to buy a company like that. And best of luck to my endeavors. So I'm really curious to see how it works. I know there's going to be a lot of things going on and mistakes, but hey, you got to learn from your failures and keep moving forward, because that's basically what the pursuit of happiness is, right? Is climbing the ladder of the American dream, I guess. But yeah, so taking advantage of this opportunity and working as much as I can. I literally have been working like 6 days a week, so I'm exhausted. But I know I have some loyal listeners, and I do this podcast because I know y'all truly genuinely care about what's going on with me in my life, and hopefully this helps you with your endeavors too, and really becoming a success in your own way, most importantly. But yeah, the last segment after this, it's a little bit of a freestyle. My friend and I were making music for his aunt, and he was playing the guitar, and I wanted to be like, yo, I want to put this on my podcast episode. So excuse the language, and I don't promote anything illegal uses, and yeah, he's just messing around, and I hope you get that sense of humor in a way. But basically just having fun making music on guitar, and he's actually a really good guitarist, so, and a really nice guy sometimes when he wants to be. Alright, in some of the parts of the recording he wasn't so nice, but I'll let you all decide what you think of him. This is my roommate, gonna say, can't change him, oh well. But yeah, I hope you all stay safe out there. And cryptocurrency is booming. Bitcoin just, last time I looked, went over 13K. And really hoping it pushes up to 20,000 here soon. That'll be great. But hopefully y'all enjoy this, and I'll catch you next time. Take it easy. Welcome to Crypto Kid Podcast, and we're gonna have a little guitar recording session here with Richard. So hold on tight. Oh, he's bringing out the amp right now. Alright, so give him a minute to set up, and we're gonna start recording.
You could plug it right there, bro. You could unplug the stuff right there.
I know, but I'm gonna be on video.
Oh, you wanna? Okay.
Yeah. I already have a recording. What the fuck?
Hey, you're live right now. No cussing.
I'm live?
Yeah.
Why? Dude, don't say anything about the massive amount of drugs we have. I'm kidding, whoever's listening, NSA. Recorded in front of a live studio audience. It was a bad idea to put me on live. I never asked for that. That was your downfall, not mine.
He's joking. He's joking. He is joking. Okay.
That's right. Cover my butt.
Alright, we do not promote the use of any illegal substances, okay? Let's just get that clear. There's a disclaimer.
Dude, it's alright, it's the 21st century. Half the drugs are illegal now.
I'm just kidding. Kids at home, do not sneak into grandma's medicine cabinet.
Santo. Santo.
What's the matter? Getting squeamish?
Dude, there's a lot of people that listen to my podcast episode.
I know. And they're gonna love me. Kinda. You have no choice. You will love me.
Hit up www.cryptokidpodcast.net and you'll love it. You'll love it there. This episode will be put on there. So check out my website. Check out my podcast.
I hope you know this music's copyrighted.
Give a rating. You're copywriting this music?
No, this music is already copyrighted. So have fun.
Dude! Oh, well.
What are the odds somebody will actually call you out and sue you? Don't do that, guys. That's what the government wants you to do.
This guy.
You only live once! Nerds! There's no power outlet.
Alright, I do not get any royalties on anybody's music. Just so you know.
Except for mine, in your advertisements. Nerd.
Yeah, that's Richard playing in my, intro and end of my advertisement. He came out with that corny little intro.
Corny? I believe it was you that greenlit it.
Yeah, that's good enough. No one's ever going to listen to it.
See, you don't like those low blows.
Exactly.
You don't like those low blows, do you, Richard?
I always blow them right back.
Yes.
Every guy blow right back. To the back, to the front, to the reaching of the around.
Oh, dude. Alright, listen, kids. If you're in high school or middle school, I'm sorry that you're hearing all this right now.
Google reach around.
This is for 18 and up only. 18 and up.
Old. Keep it up. We'll make it 21 and up. The U.S. doesn't have a problem doing that.
Who's your daddy?
You know, like, he's just joking around because I'm recording right now.
That's Santino screaming in the background.
No, that's Richard's little email or text message.
That's actually a copyrighted Wilhelm scream from Star Wars. You're welcome, George Lucas. There's your 20 cents. Right?
Ay. What am I going to do with this guy?
Pay me. Royalties, preferably.
Ay. All right, here we go.
Is that better lighting?
Am I recording on my phone?
Yes, but first we need to do a test run on your microphone.
It's working, it's recording.
Yeah, but play it back, because you don't know. I need to reposition it. There's a whole bunch of things you need to do to get good sound quality, man.
Oh,
that's why I don't know why you're on the air.
I'm going to put it right to your guitar right now. Just put it on there. Okay. I'll put it right next to the mic. Give me a second, guys. I'm going to reposition my mic.
Amp. FX. Reverb. We're going with.
You want to hear yourself play on the headphones?
Yeah. Actually sounds like a guitar or a phone.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's the whole thing. I'm going to be taking the video and splicing this audio onto it. So I'm going to wipe out your phone's audio.
All right, we're going to be right back.